Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The next portion of the Divine Liturgy includes the prayer of inclination. It follows the singing of the Our Father. This is the most solemn moment in the service, as we praise God and the Eucharist is elevated. The priest offers the peace of God to the congregation, and the deacons direct the congregation to bow down and worship. Literally, this expression means to bow down to the ground in respect to God. While in the form of bowing, the priest prays to the Holy Spirit as the fountain of life and source of mercy. And he himself bows down in worship to the Godhead. On behalf of the entire congregation, the priest requests to keep the faithful whole and to stamp upon their souls the form signified by their bodily posture, so that they may inherit and enter into the possession of the good things to come. The reference to the bodily posture is significant, because it expresses the solemnity of the moment in our actions of respect. The expression broschome is a call to be attentive to what is happening before you. The priest then takes the holy bread in his hand and elevates it in the sight of the entire congregation and says aloud, "Unto holiness for the holy." The hymn of elevation is a proclamation to the oneness of God, the one holy, the one Lord, Jesus Christ, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The priest, elevating the holy body and blood, prays, "Lord, look down from heaven, from your holiness and from the glorious throne of your kingdom. O Jesus Christ, our Lord, come to sanctify and to save us. You who sit with the Father and are sanctified." He then proceeds to acknowledge in a doxology each person of the Holy Trinity. "Blessed are you, Holy Father, very God. Blessed are you, Holy Son, very God. Blessed are you, Holy Spirit, very God." To which the people verify their acknowledgement as well by singing Amen after each proclamation. The people sing the hymn of doxology. "Holy is the Father, holy is the Son, holy is the Spirit." Blessing to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. It is at this sacred and solemn moment that the priest dips the holy body into the incorruptible blood and prays, "O Lord our God, you have called us Christians after the naming of your only begotten Son. and have granted unto us baptism through the spiritual font for the forgiveness of sins, and have made us worthy to partake of the holy body and blood of your only begotten. We now ask you to make us worthy to receive this holy mystery for the remission of our sins. Taking the chalice and the consecrated body, in view of the people, he says, "In holiness, let us taste of the holy and precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who having come down from heaven is distributed among us."
Isurp, Isurp, Badvagan Marnoyev Harene Diaren Mero, Yev Perchin Hisusi Christosi. Jashage Suksur Putyam, Voriciali Hergnitz Pashki Imichimerum. Saegyang,
this is life, hope, resurrection, expiation, and remission of sins. Sing psalms unto the Lord our God. Sing psalms unto our immortal heavenly King, who rides in chariots of cherubim. With this invitation and exhortation, the curtains are drawn for a moment of individual prayer. We will take a break from our Lenten journey today to contemplate the sacred mystery which is about to be revealed. To this point, we have prepared ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually. The time has arrived, and we will now partake in the sacred body and blood of Christ. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.